This is America's Next Top Model, The After Show, brought to you by none other than AfterBuzz TV. It's season 23, episode 8, The Glamorous Life, and we have a special guest. Let's go!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
You know what? I want to want me. And if you want me, girl, you got me. There's something I want to do. I want to do. Just to get up next to you.
Ayo! It's the song of the summer of last summer, Mr. Jason Derulo. Woo! All right,
what's up, you guys? How's everyone doing today?
All right, we have a very, very special guest in the studio today, Ms. Corianne.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I am your lead host here, Mike Skakoza. You can find me online at Mike Skakoza everywhere.
Hey guys, Vivian Nuisi here. You can always follow me at Vivaciously Viv.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Corianne Roberts from America's Next Top Model Season 23, and you can find me at Cori Loves You on Instagram or Corianne Roberts on Twitter. I would love to talk to you on Twitter.
I am Dayshola by Logan. You can follow me at Dayshola _B. I changed it up for you guys. And look, you know, I love the live chat, so make sure to hit us up on there.
It's official today. We got the computer going. Yes, we're turning this thing into a real show
here.
You know,
this is a serious.
Hey, Kayla and Scrappy's mom, we can always count on you guys to be here.
And I think this is a very great episode to have you in because you were in the thick of everything today.
You know, I wouldn't have even called it. I think you're right. It's a good one to be on.
Yeah. So tell us a little more about you and Courtney kind of getting into it. How was that?
You know, Courtney and I are friends, actually, and we were friends for most of the competition. We still are friends. But I think things had just been boiling over. There's a lot that goes on, you know, like you don't sleep very much and you're like really stressed about everything. So a lot like boils up. And we just kind of got into it.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you guys have probably been in the house together for at least a good month, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody just starts.
Yeah, 24 hours a day with people, like, you really start to, like, know every little thing. We talked about so much, all of us. We were all joking about it a bunch that, like, you learn so much about everyone because you have no other options. You have to talk to each other. There's no TVs and music. I think I was just a little fed up with her attitude. And I just didn't like the way she'd been talking to some people. And I just had to say it.
Right. And it was interesting, too, because you haven't exhibited, like, really aggressive behavior at all up to this point. So it kind of isn't surprising to me, sadly, that it was Courtney that kind of provoked that out of you.
Yeah.
Oh, Courtney, I love her. I was very surprised that you said anything because I wrote, like, the fact that you spoke up, because I always say in all the past panels, I'm always like, well, it's like you're very, you seem very, like, mild-mannered. You know what I mean? Like, if anything's going on in the house, you're typically just like, it seems like you're just, like, sitting back, just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
So I was surprised. I was like, oh my God, is she really like calling her out right now? Like, she's really calling her out. And I think you did well. You weren't Marissa, because you remember we talked about Marissa, how she was like really disrespectful when she called people out. Mm-hmm. So you made your point, you let it be known, and I was very surprised about it. But hey, it was good. It added some like personality, you know.
Oh, thank you. No, and see, that I think that exhibits how much it was really like boiled up. Do you know what I mean? Like, you said, like, you hadn't seen me pop off, and I don't even know if I would call it popping off, but, like, I was fed up.
I feel like if you were to really pop off, I feel like I would not want to get in your way. I feel like you're, like, a little terror that you're just ready, like, to turn into the Tasmanian devil and just cut loose.
It doesn't happen often. It's usually when it's, like, something to do with my friends. If someone's messing with my friend, I, like, see red. I'll be like, some people will tell me about it the next day. They're like, why'd you do that? I'm like, I don't even know what happened. Like,
right.
I don't know. But it doesn't happen often.
I think that's also relatable, though, because most people think if I'm on a reality show and I'm actually more of a chill, laid-back kind of person, how are they going to pull something out of me that's going to make good TV, quote-unquote?
Yeah. Well, if you don't, they just kick you off.
True, that's...
But once you're in the house, though, I mean, there's nothing you can do, right? I mean, except just less camera time, I'm assuming?
Possibly.
Right? Yeah.
But, I mean, clearly she got her camera time.
I mean, no,
time,
she
so
did. Yeah, no.
She was fine.
Definitely was not looking for camera time.
I remember when we were filming we realized that if we started like saying things, because somebody's always listening to your microphone, mm-hmm. that like we would just start saying juicy stuff just to fuck with everybody, and then all the camera crew would come running over, and we'd be like, oh, what's up, guys?
And like stop talking.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys got into that, but
I was on a first name basis with all the sound and camera people. They kept me sane. They were like real people and like reminded me of the real world. So we were all good friends.
How was that? Did you get like irritated with them at times, though, since they're just always in your face, like with cameras and whatnot?
I treasured our times together. I really did. It was like they were also men, which was like refreshing, not like in a sexual way, but it was like nice to like, I don't know, kind of
interact. Change your energy in the there,
house. Yeah, for
a
sure.
A house full of estrogen.
And
so.
Grown-ups. Like, I really like hanging out with grown-ups a lot. I feel like they have so much more experience and like, you know, like knowledge. And so I would just talk to them. And they knew so much about like technology. It was interesting to me.
That's cool. Okay. Let's get to the chat real quick because they have a lot of questions for you. First of all, Scrappy's mom is very happy about the afro. She says she's rocking the fur. And, okay, so I'm sure you've gotten this question many times. I'm sorry to bring it up, but they really want to know. People want to know if you feel like you have big shoes to fill because of your mom and because she was a model.
You know, it's actually really funny to me because I was talking about this with a friend of mine the other day. I grew up in Bali with my dad. I would see my mother in the summer. And so she was kind of like this fairy tale creature to me, you know, like, mm-hmm. oh, like, I love my mom, but, like, you know, she didn't discipline me very much. And, like, I would go to the summer and have a bunch of fun with her. And we never really had, like, a really, really close relationship. And then when I moved to L.A. for high school, we were all of a sudden, it was just her and I. But she never, like, had, like, a strong influence in my life. Like, it was never like, oh, I need to be as good as my mom or, like, anything like that. It was never, like, a big deal. So going on the show and everybody being like, oh, your mom's a supermodel and, like, you need to be like her and you want to be like her. I was like, really? I've always just been me. Like, it was never, she never, like, called people and, like, called in favors for me or, like, she never, like, coached me on the runway or anything. She was just kind of, like, her and me. Mm-hmm. I really don't know that much about her modeling career even. Like, I've asked her a few questions, but I don't know. We've just always had different paths. So it was kind of interesting to me to go on the show and then everyone make it like this big deal, like you're in your mom's shadows and you're like using her name to like boost your career. And I was like, really? Right. I am? I didn't know I was. I'm sorry if it's coming off that way.
So did she push you into modeling at all, or was it something that you just fell into on your own, or you wanted to maybe, did you think about following in her footsteps in a sense, or no?
I've always looked up to my mom, definitely. I keep all her her portfolio books in my house still. She has her own shelf on my bookcase because I definitely revere her. She's absolutely incredible and had a career of a lifetime. The 90s was also just a completely different time for modeling.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know. So, I don't know. My dad's a photographer. He's always loved taking pictures of me. And I, like, started modeling in Bali because I was the only one that looked like me. Right. So, at 12, even 10, people were asking me to model and stuff. And so, it was like I could never really escape it. I actually wanted to be an actress when I was little. And the pictures kind of came into it, you know. Mm-hmm. Even now, I, like, can't. Sorry, I'm not. But, like, I can't, like, escape it. People want me to take pictures.
You can still be an actress. You can do whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do there, dude.
No, it's just, like, I don't know. My mom just never really pushed it. Also because I think she saw the way her life went. She never really wanted that for me. Like, she's the one that's super pushing about school, actually. Calls me about every day. Corey, UCLA. And I appreciate that. And it's just funny because people don't really know that it's such a difference.
I feel find that very interesting that you bring that up because I feel like especially in today's industry, there was a quote, and I was trying to think of it the other day, but I saw it, and it was, you used to have to work to get famous, and now you have to be famous to get work. You know? Yeah. Like, there's so many people, and I'm not putting down people that work hard, like Gigi and Bella Hadid. Like, they were afforded certain things that most people weren't afforded just because of who their parents were. I'm not saying they don't put the time in at the gym and take care of themselves and work their asses off, but you automatically had a step above everybody else just because of who you were.
Right, they already had the platform.
Of course.
It also makes a difference to have that financial stability all the time. And, like, I just find it funny. Everybody's like, people, for example, in this episode, people kept saying, like, you've had everything handed to you. And, like, growing up in Bali with my dad, I, like, was a little island princess. But then once I started, like, pursuing a career and, like, from age 16 on, like, no one was, like, having my back all the time. I did everything on my own. I moved out when I was 16. I got into UCLA on my own. I mean, I don't know. It's just funny that everybody's calling me a brat right now because I feel like I've worked so hard. Mm-hmm. And I've done it by myself for so long.
But, okay, I was going to bring it up, though, because I told you I was going to ask you questions about that.
Please, I'm going to love it.
We heard what you just said right now, and, of course, we're just watching from a different point of view. But when you're watching at home, yeah, that's exactly how it comes off. You know what I mean? I mean, because I wrote down, you wrote, you said, yeah, I mean, my perfect life. You said more than that, but that was the end. You said that you have a perfect life. And then I remember this is one thing that I said in the beginning. It was one of the episodes when you were like, you remember about the club thing? And I was like, did she really say that?
What club?
No, you were like, you went to New York.
You missed your friends.
Yeah, you said you're not used to having to like actually like do stuff to get into clubs because you just have to be pretty and stuff in LA. So you have to kind of understand, you know, you have to understand why
that's
they
the
would.
Same thing in New York, though, too.
See, but you said it's true, though. So it's not, I'm not saying it's negative, but that's why people are thinking that way because of, you know, certain things that are said on the show. Now, do you think that that is you in a way, or do you think it's just like blown out of proportion because of like editing and everything?
Well, I'll be completely genuine with you right now. I love my life. I don't understand why I should be knocked for saying that. Why wouldn't you want to love your life? It's 2017. Love your life. Love who you are. People also say like being conceited is like a negative thing. Love yourself. I'm a model. I'm supposed to love my brand. My brand is my look. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry at all. Why
no, don't be sorry.
I'm really not sorry, but I do love my life, not just like what I look like or whatever, but like I love the people I've surrounded myself with. I love my retail job. I manage a store. I love doing that. I love regulating. I don't know. I feel like if there's a problem, I fix it. And so I've just created this life for myself that I'm so happy with. I wake up every day so excited about what outfit I'm going to wear, what clothes I'm going to eat, who I'm going to get to meet, my opportunities. I micromanage my whole day. My day is so full. If you're bored, you're not busy, change that. I don't know. I just like wake up every day very like sure of myself and excited. And so I do love
that's
my
good.
Life. And
that's
I
good
missed
for,
my life
that's
being
good for
on the
other
show.
Women to hear though, because what you just exhibited is a strong, confident woman that shouldn't be apologetic. And what a lot of people expect from women nowadays is for them to be like, oh, well, I'm so fortunate or I'm so grateful. And sometimes you can own the fact that you worked for something and that you did it. And it doesn't mean that you're spoiled or you're a brat. It just means that you're happy and you're working for your happiness. And that's amazing that you said all that you just said, because there might be a young woman out there that needs to hear that and needs to see that she's a confident young woman. And I can be a confident young woman, whether I came from riches or rags or I work at McDonald's, whatever. Own your happiness and create it for yourself.
Absolutely. And I would by no means consider myself, like, killing it in terms of, like, money right now. I work really hard. And, you know, like, I'm just a normal LA model at the moment. Like, so, I don't know. I think I have what I have because I work hard. And if I'm exhibiting that I'm killing it on Instagram, then I'm glad I'm doing something
well,
right.
Everyone has to exhibit that on Instagram, you know what I mean? Instagram is the biggest front of life, unfortunately.
It's all smokes and mirrors.
It's true, but the front is
me. Excuse me?
Mike, the front is what gets you jobs, right? You know what I mean? It's true.
Yeah, I don't get no jobs.
Well, can I say one thing, though? Okay, so you said all this in the beginning, and you know what? I felt like you saved yourself at the end because the compassion you showed for Courtney when she told her story. Because, I mean, I wasn't expecting anyone to be crying like that, you know, and you really, like, broke down hearing that, you know?
And it was genuine.
Yeah.
It looked genuine.
And it did. So I think that's another thing to go and show. Like, you're like, okay, yeah, maybe I was, certain times I was privileged or whatnot, but I'm not, I don't feel like I'm on a level where I don't care about other people, you know? And you showed that.
Wow. I'm so sad that it's coming off like that. I consider myself, like, such a compassionate person. Like, I cry throughout the season for other people's stories. And Courtney and I were friends throughout. And so I heard little bits and pieces. And in the room that day, I was just sitting there thinking. I was like, I've heard all these little parts of Courtney's story, but I don't really understand. I need it to all come together. And that's why I asked her. I was like, so, you know, tell me.
That was the first time that it all really kind of came together.
And I needed to know, and I wanted everyone else to know. I really did. Because I was like, I feel like people need to know why she behaves the way she does sometimes, like, off on certain social cues. You know, she didn't have a childhood. And you can't fault her for that. It's not fair. It really isn't. Like I said, everyone deserves love. I had such a blessed, like, upbringing, like, so much love around me, and I cried because I wanted that for her, and there's nothing we can do. And her story was much longer, more detailed. You guys didn't get to hear all of it, and it wasn't like I just, you know, burst out crying, but I felt her heart. And, like, from then on, I mean, you're going to see, it's like, I just want everyone to feel her a little more.
Show some compassion for her.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how close you guys became as a unit? Yeah. Because I feel like that's something, what you showed with Courtney in this episode was so different than a previous episode where she was like crying or hurt or something and no one wanted to come talk to her. Just seeing the difference.
Well, I think... which question did you want to answer? So
like, how you guys became close.
And just me and Courtney or everyone?
The whole group. And do you think it's accurately portrayed on the show at this point?
I wish there was a little more of our, like, sisterly bond shown, you know, in our, like, bonding moments and, like, our fun times. It's a lot of, you know, it has to be, but it's a lot of the drama. But we, like I said earlier, it's like we spent 24 hours a day with each other all day. And, like, you can't help but get close with someone because you can't be on your phone. You can't, you know, you can't watch TV and get away. So we just, like, we'd ask each other questions and you share secrets and you learn. You feel each other's, like, everything. You learn about each other's past and what you want to do. We had so many, you know, the beanbag in the runway area? Mm-hmm. We would have heart-to-hearts over there. Our room, the pink room. Oh, yeah. Our room, the pink room, had a little... living room, so everyone would come and talk in our room, and it was just, I definitely miss those moments. Like, we still have a chat on Instagram, like a DM chat where we talk every day, all of us, multiple times a day. So we're still very close.
Wish they did show more of that stuff, you know, like the camaraderie, because it is something you go through together. And and like, you know, for a show that wants to have a positive message, it's like, yeah, we get it, you gotta have the drama, but like, you know, these are strong women coming together and doing good shit. Let's throw it up.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Okay, it's hard. Random question, because you brought that up. Do you guys miss the co-ed house? Or what do you think? Because right now I see that they're casting for America's Next Top Model, but it doesn't specify if it's just for women or
guys. As far as I know, the next season will be only women again.
Okay.
But I haven't heard an official word, but that's the not official word I've heard.
What do you guys
think? That was a terrible answer.
It's not the
As far as I know, it's just women.
What do you guys think about that, though? Like, do you prefer it with just women, or do you like... it when it's both?
As a viewer, I like the women. Just women.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to wait a season or two before they make it co-ed, because they're trying to reestablish, like, kind of like the original brand. And then maybe, like, a second or third season. Well, second or third after the next one they would. As far as drama and juiciness, hell yeah, bring on the co-ed.
Yeah.
But that's, like, I want to see them as a modeling platform, a talent-creating platform first before I buy into that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have a little bit of a jaded perspective because I never watched the show before I was on it, so I didn't even know who anybody was or what it was about. And then I did it, and I was like, "Oh, okay." Now I watch it, and so I personally like the co-ed just because I think it adds a whole other dimension. Mm-hmm. But it is very difficult having guys and girls because they're really not on the same level as far as the modeling industry is concerned. So it's very difficult to have a show where you can only have a guy or a girl winner because they're two very different sort of standards for men and women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, unless I'm mistaken, but I know Tyra will talk about the like difference within, like, if, let's say a lady goes out there and models, she's going to make, if she makes $10 million a year, the guy will make not even one. I think the point was for, like, you know, for there to be a bigger platform for male models, but I don't know if
I mean, I think not, what Sean O'Pry is probably the highest paid male model in like the world, and he makes like $2 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, Giselle makes what, like 50, 60 million a year? Like,
why is that? Why do you get, like, why is that?
Well, women are the ones who look at the magazine and spend the clothes and buy them, you know what I mean? They're the ones that control the sort of money, really. It's the men that are just sort of throwing the money around, you know?
And also, men are more visual. So you might not care about the fashion, but if the girl's hot, you'll look at the image. Whereas a girl, I mean, I like menswear, but I'm not particularly going to pick up a magazine and search for it.
Yeah, a lot of it does kind of bore me, I'll be honest. Yeah. It's not nearly as cool as the stuff that they do for women, you know?
Well, I feel like there's just so many more options for women clothing and accessories. Like, you're not going to deck out a guy as much, and so it's just... it's more interesting to look at and to curate the shoots. It's like, you know, more opportunities, I guess.
Okay, so Thievis Raccoonis, at home, wants to know, why did you choose to apply for America's Next Top Model, and what was your casting process like? Did you get scouted, or did you actually, like, apply and whatnot?
I actually was scouted over Instagram. I got a DM one day, and I thought it was a joke. I really did. I was like, this is one of those scam things. I was like, no, it's nothing. But he actually called me and pursued it. It was one of the scouts, one of the casting
producers. Who was it?
Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, sure.
Sims.
Okay.
An angel. Honestly, we still keep in contact. I am so grateful for him. I told him, I was like, I can't say that.
say it. You can say whatever you want to say.
No, but I really owe it all to him. The journey and everything, like, even the aftermath. Because Top Model was such a catalyst, you know, for just other opportunities and, you know, exposure and just opportunities. And
bringing you to AfterBuzz TV.
Right, like, things I would never get to do. Things I would never get to do. And so I'm so grateful for him and for pushing me through the casting process, because I was like, this is hectic. You remember all the paperwork, all the videos.
I only did, like, one Skype interview, really? And that was it.
My Skype interview was, like, 3 hours, and I twerked in it, mind you. Yeah.
What? Oh, so they made you sell yourself, huh?
No, I kind of volunteered. It was madness. We had some Tyga blasting in the background. It got out of hand.
Does it make it nasty?
That is the song.
Okay. I'm like, that's the song right there. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, but as far as the casting process, what made it the worst... The worst part about it was the time. It was very lengthy, and it, like, you would hear back, like, every couple months for certain things, and you were like, come on.
Oh, wait, how long was it, the process?
I believe it was, I started in, like, February, and I didn't hear, my final decision was until, like, June.
Oh, no, that's too much.
That's long.
Yeah. That's really long.
And it's crazy because the night before I got the call, my phone was on a table, and it got knocked off, and it was cracked, like, worst ever, like to the point where the LCD was so bad, you couldn't even touch it. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't send messages. I couldn't get calls. And I'm sitting in my room Skyping with my dad while my mom's in my house with me. So rare. That's the randomest coincidence. And I get a call, and I'm like, another call, and it's a random number. I haven't talked to anyone all day. I'm freaking out trying to fix my phone on the computer. I slide it just out of chance, and it works. I pick up, and it's Sims. I swear to God. Yeah. I swear to God it was a gift. And he's like, he's chatting me up, you know, like normal, like, how you doing, blah, 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 regular stuff. And he's almost done with the call. He's like, okay, well, have a great day. And I'm like, goddamn. Okay. I was like, yeah, you too. Like, good talking to you. And he goes, oh, wait, Korean. And I was like, yeah. He's like, by the way, you're on America's Next Top Model. You didn't made it. And I was like, what? And my dad is there. Virtually my mom. We were like, what? You know, it was it was one of those things that, I don't know, it was meant to happen.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And I had never been to New York City.
Ever?
Wow.
Never. I had only been to the Hamptons. So I didn't, and that's so different. So I didn't know anything. Like, I was excited.
Yeah.
Woo. It was good. It was a good time.
Okay, so this episode was really good because, can I say, this was my absolute favorite challenge that they've had the entire season.
Really?
Because it was so, like, awkward.
It was so
and,
weird.
You know,
it was my least favorite for sure.
Because it was so awkward and that I felt it watching. I was watching and I was thinking, like, oh my God, what would I be doing in this instance? Because there's literally a group of people that are, like, they're at a museum and you're, like, the art. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, talking about you and you're standing there and it's so awkward.
I loved it.
Yeah, right. How awkward is that? How was it?
Me and Tatiana kept whispering to each other, I can't wait for this to be over. I was like, this sucks. She was like, I hate this.
How long did it take?
It was pretty long. I would say maybe an hour and a half. And the outfits, we had like heels on, and like, I don't know if you guys saw mine. I was in like a mesh thing, like nips were out. See my underwear, and I was like standing straight the whole time trying to give me some curves. I don't got much curve, and so it was like strenuous and awkward. People were just judging you, and it was hard, and you weren't exactly sure what to do. Like, you didn't know how to act out, to stand, to model. You were just like, okay.
Did you ever interact with anyone that came in? Did that happen at all?
The thing is we were kind of unsure whether we were allowed to talk to people at times or like not, and it was like a little ambiguous, and you just weren't really sure. And you wanted to interact, but you didn't know what you were allowed to do, basically.
Everybody seems somewhat timid because, like you said, they kind of didn't really know what they could or couldn't do.
Yeah, we really weren't sure.
You know, and Courtney made the comment, you know, with India, like, we can hear them yelling, like, oh, they're not going to like that. Yeah. And, of course, that's the one they like because maybe they just sort of opened up a little bit more, you know?
That room was filled, though. Like, people kept going in, and they're like...
Because it was interesting.
Yeah, and they were insane.
Well, you're yelling at everybody!
Yeah. But, hey, you have to bring attention to yourself, you know? Yeah. It's like, I think that was a good example of, like, taking a risk that might be really bad or might be really good, and it just kind of worked out for them.
I know, and they were so excited about it, too. It was, like, lovely to watch. I don't know. They came home after they had gotten all their gifts, and we were sleeping. Me and Tati were lying in bed talking. And we hear them like, "Woo, guys!" And we like all rush down to look at what they got, and it was really cute.
It was a great challenge. I think
it was a great prize.
That was an amazing prize.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the best prizes they've had.
Yeah, over thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
For the designer, I feel like this is one of the best showcases of their designs. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to see the gowns, and we got to see the showroom.
They looked amazing.
And they looked like money. Y'all looked like money. Thank you. I was like, I want some Philip Klein. Because y'all know last week, I was like, what is this?
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, last week was like, I don't get it.
Sport.
It was different. No. And you know what was also great about this is it was very personal, I felt, like for the winner. So once they won, I love how he went up and grabbed them and drove them in his car. There were no cameras in there, well, from what we saw.
And they got a parking space right in front of the store. Right?
New York City, how they do that?
That never would happen in real life.
But it was just so personal.
Living the glamorous life.
I loved it. I think it was great. And he was like kind of styling them a little bit, saying like, oh, you can wear this with this. And I thought it was great. I really liked it. And it showed a different side of him because we thought he was kind of mean.
Right, because from one of the first episodes, too.
He was kind of crazy.
He was funny, though. Like, we talked a bunch at his party, and I just thought he was funny. I quite like that, like, European, like, silly, arrogant man type thing. I thought he was entertaining, and he was really hands-on, like you guys said, like with the styling and blah blah, and he talked to us a bunch. He was a fun guy.
Yeah.
Philip Klein.
And then of course you did the photo shoot with him.
Oh right, yeah.
For Philip as well. And they didn't say it, but Douglas Freeman was the photographer who shot with us. Douglas is awesome.
Say his name, yeah.
He's such a great photographer, really good dude. So I was stoked to see him on that.
We were all whispering behind, we were like, is he gay?
He's very gay.
I know, we didn't know. We were like, he's really hot. We were like, those tattoos are sexy. We didn't know, but yeah, we found out later. Yeah, he was great too. I don't remember them being so mean to me on set, but I guess I was getting bad feedback. I didn't remember all that. You don't remember
that. You're in the zone.
I guess so. I was in the zone.
How hard is it though? When I'm watching, I'm thinking like, okay, you know how we all take pictures and we might think we look good and then we go back and look and it's terrible. So when they're sitting there yelling, saying, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. I'm thinking like, how? There's no mirror. How are they supposed to know? Like, really? I don't understand that.
That's part of being a model, I guess. But it's really funny to watch the show back now. Like, I keep thinking about how different it would be if it were live. If, like, every week I was doing this. Or, like, you know what I mean? Being who I am right now in my own comfort zone, in my home. Of course, that'd be a different show completely. But it's just funny because you don't realize, but when you're in it, you're so in it. Everything, it's like your life and everyone around you is, I don't know how to explain it. It's like you're in a bubble. Mm-hmm. And you step out for a sec, you're like, what? Why did I do that? Why did I think that? Why was I so insecure? Why was I let them make me feel so nervous? You're just such a little character in it at the time.
Well, that's what they want.
No, of course. It's just interesting to watch. I just like, almost like, I'm just like, oh, what are you doing, Corey? It's like, you.
Have you ever watched back these episodes and critiqued yourself in a way?
Absolutely. Down to my personality, down to my facial expressions as I was sitting on the couch. I'm like, why did I not close my mouth? I was like, who let me go? Like, all my hair and like, can we all talk about this? My hair in every confessional, every interview is a busted. Nobody told me, and it's so embarrassing. See, the fro just always is popping, but the weave, I had some trouble. I woke up every day with anxiety. I did not know how to work a weave. I was scared of that weave.
I mean, that's always, every season someone has an issue with the weave.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, they iron it in 2 minutes and they're
it took like six hours, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Something like that.
So they changed it up now.
No, but and I was so grateful for the weave because of the versatility. My book's like so different like than just the fro every time. And it allowed me to not damage my real hair. Mm-hmm. But still, like, I just didn't know what I was doing. Like, I didn't
know. And that's a whole lot of hair you had.
If you notice, my hairstyles change all the time just because I'm like, someone help me. Tati helped me a lot. Tati was my best friend through the show, actually. That's my girl.
You guys are paired together in the
I know. We were so excited. We were hype.
She seems so cool.
She's so cool.
Like, I think you guys' personalities match on the show watching because you guys both seem very laid back. Like, to where you guys aren't really, like, ever, like, in any of the drama except now. So, that makes sense why you guys would, like, hit it off.
Yeah, she was just in L.A., actually. We hung out a bunch. I would go to New York just to visit her, honestly.
Tatiana.
She's a good one.
So, who were your favorites in the photo shoot?
All of us.
Yeah.
Like, the final pictures?
Well, yeah, just... Yeah,
fine. Well, that's all we see.
So. Yeah.
Well,
we saw during the thing happened. Marissa was very funny, always.
Oh my God, her one-liners get me.
I was did she really just
She's
say that?
She's so good.
She just drips with confidence.
She keeps it going.
That's the personality that we missed the last two episodes when she was crazy. You know what I mean? I'm serious.
I agree. Yeah.
Seriously, I wrote down, like, that is the Marissa that I love. You know, the one who's nice, fun, and cool. You know, not the one who's in her feelings, but everyone gets there.
But in contrast, Vinta, where did she go?
Yeah. I feel like you see that through the season, though. Confidence. Like, it happens with everyone. People just kind of break. it gets too much and you kind of shatter. That's what happened to Binta this episode. It happened to Kyle. You know what I mean? And I can't think who was before. Yeah, no, but I'm kidding. But everyone kind of breaks. You have a breaking point. Everyone has one. And so it's sad to watch. It really is. Especially knowing everyone so closely, it's really hard to watch.
Right.
We saw what happened. Okay, before we get there, because someone, I have a question waiting about Binta. No, you're fine. Who had the best picture, in your opinion?
I really enjoyed India's photo. I thought it was good. I honestly, none of them I was like, yes, you know? Like, I was like, yeah, like, India's was good. Tatiana's was good. I thought Marissa's was good. Yeah, I would go with that.
You sound so interested. You're like, yeah, we're good, whatever.
Well, make a photo interesting.
You're being honest, though. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
My favorite was India's. I feel like she's just shown a lot of progression in the recent weeks. I felt like they gave it to Tatiana because it was a really good photo. But I think also because everyone's kind of been rooting for Tatiana and she hasn't had the breakthrough moment, it was kind of like, this is your opportunity to have a breakthrough. But I don't feel like her photo necessarily was amazing. It was
all right.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, that's what I I agree.
What would you say? Who was your favorite? You can choose your own if you'd like.
You looked really hot in this photo shoot. Like the jacket and like the hair. Oh. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I like Tati's because I liked her slick hair. I like India's because of her hair too. I feel like that's like, you got the hair. It kind of gives you that edge. I would say maybe India's just because of her styling was really good, like that top she had on and stuff, and she was also standing. But it's a little subjective because, like, for example, me, Paige, and Courtney were outside of the plane.
Yeah.
So we didn't get that cool, like, inside of the plane thing. I don't know. I would say Tatiana's, honestly. Yeah, I would say Tatiana's just because it was also realistic. I feel like they wouldn't have actually maybe used India's, like, standing like that. It looked a little too, like, I'm a model. Like Tatiana's, yeah. She's like, I'm a model. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Cody's was good, too.
Cody's was great. Yeah. Cody glows every episode.
Her legs were very long in that one. Her legs were, like, the focus.
Oh, and the way her and Jason's hands. I was like,
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, no, it was high.
She's like, Jason's like, yeah, hands?
No, it was just, like, caressed in a way that I was like, oh,
he was flirty.
Own each other.
He was flirty.
That's what I was thinking.
You're Jason Derulo. You're going to not be flirty? Let's be honest.
I mean, I felt like he and Tatiana, he was looking at Tatiana and Marissa. He was like, okay, I see you. I saw something there. Were there any numbers that were taken? Can you release any of that information?
No numbers were taken.
Oh, okay.
Detective,
I'm just asking. Like, everyone at home wants to know.
True.
Okay, so I'm going to give my thought. I think India is the one. I've been saying this from the beginning. When everyone's been saying that, no, you guys don't think that, you know, you think she's Indian, but there's something about her. Whenever I see her in pictures, I'm like, that girl, she stands out. In person, I don't think she, like on camera, she looks very regular, but there's something about her in pictures. I feel like she's going to get really far in the competition. I really do.
Pow picture. No, definitely agree with you.
She does.
Interesting.
You guys are like, interesting. Okay, to that question.
I have thoughts, but you know.
Okay. Jamie Palmer at home wants to know. How did the house react to Binta going home? Because no one really saw that coming. I mean, at home, I didn't really see it coming. They didn't. They're saying they were
kind
of surprised about it.
Nobody had Binta on predictions last week.
No, none of us said it. So how did you guys feel about that?
The thing is that in the house, Binta didn't really interact a lot. Like, she liked to sleep a lot. She could cook her food when no one else was in the kitchen and then go and eat on her own. And, like, she just wasn't, like, I really liked Binta because I thought she was hilarious. She was so blunt and honest. Like, her and I would... Like, she would say, Corey, your hair looks awful today. And I'd be like, cool. Like, please, bitch, I love it. Like, love you too. And, you know, like, she was just funny to me and honest and real. And so I missed her for that. But it was almost like she kind of just slid under the radar. We were like, oh, yeah, Binta is gone. I don't know how to say that in a kind way. She just did her own thing a lot. Mm-hmm. I definitely missed her cooking. Binta knew how to cook. She did some peanut butter chicken stuff. I don't know. Wow.
Did she cook African food?
Yeah, Gambian. Mm-hmm. She talked about it all the time. I'm sorry. Yeah, they didn't even tell you guys. She was a great cook.
Who else cooked? Anyone else cook in the house?
Tati cooked for me all the time.
Was it good or who's better?
She's a great cook.
She or Binta?
Tati. Just because I got to taste a bunch of different kinds of things from her. And she was really like a stickler about like fresh ingredients. Like would never touch like anything in a can or anything. She was like very prissy about that. And I loved that about her. It made me laugh. Yeah, she was good.
That is interesting. Right? I don't know who cooks.
Right. I never thought about that.
Marissa cooked zucchini lamb.
For a while, a couple of people thought you guys didn't eat. So it's interesting to hear about
this. We ate a lot.
This thing has been going on every after show.
Yeah.
And Heather is typically the one that brings it up. She's not here again, by the way, you guys. We keep forgetting. Heather's not here. She'll be back next week. Sorry, that was very abrupt. But thought I'd let you guys know.
To Sholab.
Sorry, right?
They Sholab.
Okay, at home, they're asking more questions.
Yeah.
There, a couple more questions. They want to know, are you going to pursue acting?
Why does everyone think that?
Because you live in L.A.
And you brought it up. You want to be an actor.
I did when I was about 8 years old. No, when I first moved to L.A., I took a bunch of acting classes in school. Got to, like, fourth level, won an award. Yeah, just had to flex a little bit, y'all. Beverly Hills High School drama class. No, but I do commercial acting right now, and I like that. I just feel like I have a lot of reverence for real actors, especially series actors. I don't know how they do it for years and years, create these characters, everything about them, the way they walk, and it's just, like, nuts to me. I really, really respect it, and I think before I would even be able to call myself an actress, I would have to get to some kind of pro level like that. So it's going to be a while. I actually train with a management company for television hosting, which I really like doing. So I think that I'll put that out first.
You're the first person in LA that doesn't want to call themselves an actor until they're a successful actor. Hey, man, what do you do? I'm an actor. I mean, I work at a restaurant.
Successful. I just want to be really good.
Right. No, you're saying it's a craft.
I get that too.
Yeah,
sure.
And no, but I'm actually starting. It's so cliche, but I'm starting a YouTube channel. A production company reached out to me about, like, producing videos, really, like, you know, like, proper videos with, like, great lighting in studio, and so I have a whole concept. I don't want to tell you guys yet because it's a trademark, you know, but I'll talk to you guys about it, but so I'm really excited about it.
You know what's so interesting? Because Paige kind of mentioned something similar when she came on, and I feel like that's more of a track for all of the girls this season than pure modeling.
Right.
It's being cultivated as a boss, brand. It's also spokesmodel. It's TV host.
Well, because that's what they're pushing, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're pushing, and that's what a lot of people have ventured into.
Yeah.
Instead.
Well, I think video is, like, more fun. You get to show your personality and be dynamic, you know? I like being myself, so I don't act just yet. I like to move around, but also, like, giving out a positive message and, you know, not just, hi, I'm pretty, I take photos. Like, my videos that I'm coming up with are really positive and uplifting.
And I think that's a part of this, again, this year and this series and the revamp about how they're making it more about being a brand and all that kind of stuff. Because I feel modeling-wise, Binta was probably one of the top two. Like, if you're talking, like, high-end models, I think she was one of the best. But clearly, that's not where they're trying to take things now.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like throwing a wrench to the works. Yeah.
Yeah. They wanted a star.
Can we get one last chat question?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, so this is a good one, and I hope I have the abbreviation right. So word on the street is that you, being a presenter on the People's Choice Awards, was that a part of a challenge? They want to know if you can release that or not.
A part of a challenge? No.
For the show, that's what they were asking. I don't know.
It's actually funny because a lot of people have been commenting on my photos saying, why did you post this? Like, it just shows that you won. I'm like, it really has nothing to do with the show. I am a working model in LA. I do have a runway agency. And my runway agency gets me a lot of work like that. And so I'm actually doing a fashion segment with E! For the Grammys. So, like, I get jobs like that all the time because I walk into castings and I'm maybe not the best model in there, but I'm very personable. I make you want to work with me, you know what I mean? I just, you know, and so it has really nothing to do with the show. I'm sad everyone thinks that. No, I do my own thing.
But you know how good that is, though? You do it, like, that is, like, what you said exactly. What you're doing, you're building that brand.
You gotta work. Now, you gotta get out there and work.
Well, she's gonna be on about the Grammys. That's gonna be a huge deal, and the People's Choice Awards too.
And it helps that you already have exposure through this show, so that's only gonna take you further.
I mean, I'm sad that everyone thinks like that I'm ruining the surprise. I wouldn't want you to think that I won automatically. I'm just telling the world, you know. I still want you to watch and be engaged. I'm sorry.
So no, to answer your question, Thebeus,
it
was her own thing because she's that
own
cool.
Thing.
Yeah. People are out there working, okay? They're not just getting handed stuff.
Ooh. Yeah. It was like, it was strenuous being up there.
He took it personal.
My face hurts so much from smiling all day.
From what?
Giving out those awards. Do you know what I look like?
Oh, yeah, that's stressful.
All day.
I was a pageant girl, and we would always put petroleum jelly on our teeth to help with, like, keeping it wide open.
Wow. Is there different flavors of petroleum jelly? Like, would it, like, is there a better, like, one that tastes slightly better than the other? Because you're going to eat
either way, it tastes terrible. But if you put some food seasoning, maybe some peppermint oil. I don't know. But I had another question for all of you guys.
This is so fun.
I felt like this episode was I mean, definitely was a more glamorous episode, but it was more of a throwback to me to the previous seasons of America's Next Top Model than almost any other episode this season. What are you guys' thoughts of this episode compared to the rest?
You feel like this was more similar to the other seasons?
Like, or at least the first few seasons of America's Next Top Model.
Because, I will say the fact that they were, like, doing live modeling and things like that, I will agree, because they used to do a lot of runway shows in the other competition, like, in the previous seasons. I feel like they had a lot of, like, live things with, like, audiences where they had to, like, stand out. So I think, yeah, I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, it was similar. I liked it. Remember? It was my favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't watch the early episode.
She's like, I don't know.
I thought it was a really good episode as far as, like, story and content and, like, everything that was going on and the photo shoots and all that kind of stuff. It felt very fresh and current. It was a good episode. Solid episode.
Yeah. Really? Like, we had a consensus in the house that we really didn't like this one. Not the episode. I didn't see the episode tonight, but the, you
the
know,
competitions
the,
and
yeah,
stuff.
The challenge and the shoot just wasn't our favorite, really. For example, like, if you really paid attention to the plane one, it's like we didn't really have much room to do us. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I was standing on a stair, had one hand out. There was nothing I could really do. I could move my face only. So as a model, that's not really fun.
Is that what they wanted you to do? Could you try and do other things and they tell you no?
Honestly, yeah. That I was, like, stuck in that position. And so it seemed like I was, like, being bratty in the confessional, saying, oh, I was put on the stairs. But, like, I was kind of sad about it because I was like, oh, I couldn't really do anything. I was just on the stairs. Like, I feel like the people who were sitting could be like, yeah, I had to stand this. And I was, like, on the stairs. So, and then the live challenge, like we talked about, awkward. Just awkward.
But it was nice to watch.
It was nice to watch.
I'm glad.
I love the awkwardness.
I did it for the entertainment.
Yeah. Well, so then what would you say up to this episode was your favorite shoot?
Wow, definitely the supermarket one. I had never been on a shoot with so much production value. We literally rented out a supermarket. Like, and they, you know, like you can't have labels on screen and stuff. They literally made it into a ANTM supermarket. It was nuts. And Nicola and the designs, like, it was out of hand.
She just brought up something that we forgot to mention, which is insane. She said they literally rented out a supermarket. How did we forget about the fact that Drew went in on Courtney?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know how we did not bring that up. He, like,
right.
That was awkward, and I was watching at home.
That was like, from the heart, like, I got to get this out because it's been bugging the shit out of me. You can tell.
Right.
He was done with, I don't think he would ever book her on anything if he had dug it. He was like, and I have friends, and he kind of paused, and I was like, and I was thinking, like, did you already tell your friends about her? Because that's what it felt like. That was, he really went in. Yeah. But I couldn't believe that she really, you guys know I really like Courtney. I've been trying to have her back the entire season. But, come on, there's just a time, like, allergies?
When you're on panel, you just got to own it. Right or wrong, you just got to own it and listen to what they're saying. You can't just make excuses.
It's nerve-wracking, too. The judges sit higher up than you, and you just, like, walk on a runway, and all your competitors behind you, the lights are, like, gleaming. It's hard.
Sure, it's stressful. But you know what? Drew was the only one that's been on every single shoot with you guys, so I could see how it's just welling in him, and he just could not deal.
He really knew us.
He was so mad, and it was so uncomfortable. But I think I think it was fair only because he has mentioned it to her many times. We've seen it every single episode. He's like, stop complaining. And she said, I have allergies out of everything. She should have said after runs or something. Like, that was amazing. I mean, let's be real. Right? That's something that can really mess up your performance. But allergies, I mean, you know. Anyway, sorry. That was a lot.
Bubble guts like crazy today.
I mean, that's more unreasonable, right? It's like, oh, my God, my stomach hurts. I'm wearing a very expensive dress. I don't want to mess this up.
But to Drew's point, we just talked about the production value for the supermarket shoot. They spend so much money to do these. And, you know, if you're a talent and you're hired for an expensive shoot, if you have something that goes, if your personal person does something that messes up the day of shooting, you're a liability. They could possibly sue you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they put in so much effort, they don't want to hear you complaining. They're like, what do you mean you just got here? We've been here since 6 a.m. Like, what do you... You got to model and take pictures. We've been, like, climbing things and, like, you know?
Yeah.
And so I get where he's coming from. And she... This is what I'm saying. Like, it boiled up. She was an avid complainer. God bless her soul. She was. And that thing where I said, oh, you're always the victim. That was, like, a lot of victimizing she did. It was always like, stop yelling at me. And we were like, we're not yelling, Courtney.
But
so I get
friends,
where it was
right?
coming from. Yeah. No. Courtney, you can watch this. You know I love you.
I mean,
you.
No, you yeah. got no. You're being a real friend.
No, I yeah. am. She knows. We've talked about it in real time. Like, I'm like, Courtney, you know, you're being crazy, and I'm sorry that I was aggressive. Like, things like that, you know what I mean? Yeah. I can admit when I'm wrong, I'm a real woman.
And then also the fact that we were able to hear more of her story this episode, I really think it does help provide context to understand yeah. why she can be so fragile sometimes. Yeah. But I'm still waiting for the moment where she steps up to the plate and she just owns it with confidence and personality. And
it's not going to happen.
I'm praying. Come on. There's still some episodes.
When we're on the 8th episode, it's not going to happen. No, you can't own that the 12th episode. That's like the last episode. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Well, there's always hope.
I think that brings us to a good point is we got to do some predictions here.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That's so dramatic. I love it.
The Show Lab.
That's my new name, you guys. The Show Lab. Who is going home next week? All right, who's left? I mean, I don't even know who's left. There's Paige, Cody, Courtney. No, yeah, Paige, Cody, Courtney. Okay, who's left?
Who else? India, Tatiana, India,
you're there.
Marissa.
Okay, I don't know. That one's kind of hard. I feel like...
Well, bear in mind, next episode is another dancing music video type of
Marissa
feel.
Was getting it in the preview. She looked like she was getting it, so she's probably not going home. But you're laughing, so maybe she wasn't getting it.
I just laughed because you said getting it.
She was getting it.
You didn't watch what we were watching? She was getting it.
Yeah, she was. You know what? I don't know. But if we're going to... I would say Kyle, but she's not there anymore because they're dancing. So you saw her dancing. It was terrible.
Kyle.
So anyways, you guys, I'm just going to leave it out in the open because I really don't know who's going home this week. But I know that India's going to make it far. Who's going to go home next week?
I don't know.
Cliffhanger.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I feel like it could be Paige, possibly. Just taking away the fact that this is a dancing episode, I just kind of feel like it could be either Paige or Courtney.
I'll go Courtney or Marissa, sure.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. All right. Can I please shout out my faves on the live chat? We love you so much. You guys, they gave me a lot of the questions because they're wonderful. Kayla S., you're the best. Thievius, Scrappy's mom, Whiskey, everyone who was on here, thank you guys for watching. We love you guys.
We love you.
We'll be here next week. They're asking about what day we're going to be here.
We don't know yet if we'll be back filming on Wednesday. We'll work it out.
Wait, what's happening next week?
Well, the show moves to Wednesdays now, and we have a special. We get two this week. We get a twofer this week. So it'll be on a new episode this Wednesday, 10 o'clock.
Oh, wait. Today's... Oh, we shoot on
what
Tuesday.
Day is it?
Today's Why
Monday.
Did I... Oh, wait, today's Monday.
Today's Monday.
Oh, my... Oh, yeah. You guys, we're going to let you know. So if you guys want to find out, we're going to find out. Go to the comments tomorrow. We will post it tomorrow in the comments to let you guys know what we're going to do, okay? Thank you.
Lovely. All right. Well, where can we find everybody?
You can find me at Deshola B. Not Deshola, but Deshola _B everywhere. Thank you guys so much. Where can they find you?
Corey Loves You on Instagram, Corey Ann Roberts on Twitter, or Corey Owns on Snapchat. Don't laugh at that one. I was little.
And guys, you can always connect with me on Instagram and Twitter at VivaciouslyViv, VivaciouslyVivian.com, and PoshBoysPolish.com.
Ooh, lovely. And you can find me everywhere, Mike Skokoza, Skokozza. Google it. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. We'll see you again shortly.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.